Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Colorado and statistics and speculation and pushback. In the recent video about what happened in Colorado, I speculated, and that caused pushback that I receive anytime I bring this topic up. It caused it to be more specific. It is normally incredibly vague, so vague that until now, I had no idea what the pushback actually was. So we're going to go over this and kind of talk about it. And there were also a lot of people who did not know what I meant because I haven't talked about it in a while. In that video, I said something to the effect of, we're probably going to find out there's a DV connection. And a lot of people asked what that meant. DV, domestic violence. When it comes to mass incidents of this sort, the statistics are wild. If you are looking for a marker, some kind of indicator, something to be used to kind of guide things, that's where you need to look. Depending on the study, most times on this channel, I use the one that is 60%. 60% of all of these mass incidents have a DV connection, whether it be the suspect has a documented history or the incident itself started that way. 60%. Just so everybody knows, that's one of the lower numbers. One of the more recent studies I've seen has it at 68.2% for documented connections. And please understand, this isn't something that's well documented. This is one of the most underreported things in the U.S. 68.2%. So I speculated and said, hey, we're probably going to find out that happened. And some people had issue with me speculating. I would point out that, yes, June of 2021, it does appear that the suspect in the Colorado incident had another altercation, this one involving his mother, that there was some kind of very weird resolution to. But it falls into that category. That speculation is based on those statistics. So if you are somebody who is looking for gun control, is looking for a solution to this, look there. You're going to find your answer there. There is a link. Okay, so anytime I talk about that, I get pushback from people. And it's normally very vague. I have always chalked it up to the fact that I have very strong opinions about this topic, and I am very open with them. I have a personal motivation. There is a reason this channel does a fundraiser for DV shelters every year. Incidentally, that's coming up in like a week, so get ready for that. But this time, it was a little bit more specific. And I always thought it was because people didn't want to push because of my background, my personal motivations.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Involving this, or it was a situation where they didn't want to admit that they had a DV history. So lots of pushback on this one. And one person finally kind of put all of it out there. And he was like, look, when I was, I think he said 20-something, he got into a fight with his brother. They were living together at the time. that counts as domestic violence. It's been 10 years, never been in trouble since. You know, I don't think I should be penalized for this. And if they do legislation, it would include all of us. And I started to think about the fact this may have something to do with the pushback, because my number one, if there was one piece of gun control legislation that I definitely think needs to happen, it's closing all loopholes when it comes to domestic violence. All of them. So, with this in mind, here's the thing. If you are in that category, if 10 years ago you had an incident like this, you need to support looking into this link more than anybody. Because anecdotally, I don't have a study on this, but from my personal observations of it, I can tell you that it looks like it's the incident occurred in 2021 and the mass incident occurred within 3 years. I am a supporter of the idea of restorative justice. I definitely believe people can change and all of that. At the same time, there has to be a safeguard. Support looking into this link, and odds are the data will clear you. But this is, it's something that is so pronounced, it cannot be ignored. It's such a constant factor in these events, particularly those that are in public. It is such a common factor that it's something I feel comfortable speculating about. It's almost always there. There's a link. It needs to be explored. It needs to be studied, because the solution is there. That's where you're going to find it. It's going to be far more effective than anything having to do with any certain type of model of weapon or anything like that. This is where you need to look. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.